During this Memorial Weekend, the anti-war exhibit Eyes Wide Open will be on display this weekend at Largo's Central Park. Sponsored by the American Friends Service Committee, better known as the Quakers, the exhibit consists of thousands of pairs of shoes lined up in rows, representing all the servicemen and women killed in Iraq. Mary Zirkle was the national coordinator for Eyes Wide Open.
Correct. In January of 2004, when we were approaching the 500th casualty of the Iraq War, and we wanted to find a way to have people visually see how many people that actually was. And we had our first exhibit here in Chicago in January of 2004.
And it certainly has spread since then. And
yeah.
Now I understand you have exhibits in every state in the country.
We, not quite. We're almost there. We are in 48 locations. I think there's still six states that we do not have. Actually, I'm looking at the map right now. There are six states that we don't have exhibits in yet, but we're everywhere else, including Puerto Rico, Alaska, and Hawaii. So we're very proud of that. And, you know, the unfortunate circumstances that for a while, we just had one exhibit and we were touring it all over the country. But it, unfortunately, as the casualties continued to mount, it just became too big to take altogether. So that's when we decided to split it up into smaller exhibits that represented the casualties from each state. And that's wonderful because we've been able to reach a lot of people that way, go to smaller communities and have a lot of family involvement. So
sure.
It's been good.
Yeah. Now, of course, the concept with this exhibit being with these thousands of pairs of shoes lined up in rows representing the servicemen and women killed in Iraq. And, of course, you also have additional rows of civilian shoes representing Iraqi casualties.
Mm-hmm.
Seemingly, this wouldn't be controversial, but it seems like in some places in this country it has been.
Yeah, I think we live in a very large country, and there are, you know, every place, every town has its own culture and own way of looking at things. And yeah, it's in some places it has been, in some places it hasn't been. I think because American Friends Service Committee is a Quaker organization, and you know, we have been opposed to every war since our inception in 1917 as a conscientious objectors project. We sort of have a history of being, you know, pacifist and not for any war, but we really try to present the exhibit in a way that is open-ended and that doesn't try to force a message on anybody. It's really an exhibit to honor the servicemen and women who have died. And so I think for that reason, in many places, even if there is some controversy, we generally have very also positive participation from people in the community.
Wasn't it at one point, I think maybe in Dallas, where some families complained that there hadn't been permission given to mention their fallen family members?
Yeah, that did happen in Dallas. That was, I think, in 2005. And again, we equal to the number of people that were complaining, we also had military families there to support us. We've had many military families donate the actual boots that their sons or daughters wore before they died. So, you know, it's like I said, it's a big country. People have lots of different opinions. And we always, if any, you know, family is upset about the exhibit, we always try to talk to them. We're very respectful. We have, you know, our intention certainly isn't to upset anybody.